Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hello, and welcome to yet another episode of the most talked about podcast on our podcast, and that is Let's Talk About. You are listening to myself, and myself is Elliot, and also my co-host, and dare I say, co-friend, Seb.
Oh, I'm so proud to be your co-friend. Hi, it's me.
Hi, Adele. We are here for episode 102 to talk about Moana 2.
Oh,
that worked really well, I think.
I see what you did there, yeah.
I know. Some might say it was planned. Others will realise I'm too tired to know that. But yeah, so Moana 2. I saw this in cinemas when it was released because I'm a Disney fan. Seb, I'm presuming as a Disney fan, you too watched this at the cinema. Am I correct?
Well, lifelong listeners of this podcast will know that that's not the case at all. I watched this last night on Disney Plus as my good co-friend over here informed me it had finally landed.
Nah, very nice. And I can't wait to remind you when the new Snow White remake comes onto Disney Plus.
Yeah.
So you can watch it then. Oh, that's a podcast episode waiting to happen, let me tell you. He hasn't done it yet. I have also been preparing for our next episode, which is going to be a look back over the last 102 episodes that we've done. And the reason I bring this up is because I didn't realise that actually Moana was the second Disney movie we actually ever reviewed.
Was it really?
Yeah, I remember it being early, but I don't remember it being that early. Because obviously the first one was The Rescuers, and then the next one was literally Moana.
That's quite a contrast. I seem to remember that at the time, thinking, oh, yeah, there's this old 2D one, and then like one of the best new 3D ones.
Yeah, so it's pretty crazy. And spoiler alert for our thoughts on Moana, I think I can helpfully say that me and you both adore this movie.
How dare you speak for me? But yes, you are 100% right.
Cool. Well, I also said wrong English. No point having anyone's ever said, I think I can healthily say. but, you know, we'll go with it. And also, again, you know, it may or may not have been included in both of our top 10 lists, which you could definitely hear about in our Let's Talk About 100 episodes.
Yeah.
I'm going to see how many different episodes I can name in here. But we're here to talk about the sequel. I've been waiting a long time to talk about this. I watched this when it came in cinema. Oh, it must have been about 6 months ago, surely. And then you could never be bothered. And now I finally get to hear your thoughts, which is going to be incredible. But perhaps, what's the story so far, Seb? For those who haven't seen any Moana movie, because they're crazy, what's the story so far?
So, okay, I will recap both Moana and Moana 2 for you. So,
if you just bear with.
So, back in 2016, Disney released Moana, starring Dwayne Johnson and, I'll be honest, I can't pronounce her name, Oli Cavallo, I think. In ancient Polynesia, when a terrible curse incurred by the demigod Maui reaches Moana's island, she answers the ocean's call to seek out Maui to set things right. So we're introduced to probably the best looking film at the time, with this kind of nice kind of island kind of backgrounds and stuff, the kind of exaggerated facial features, all that kind of stuff. And she obviously, you know, spoilers for the first film. Can you believe?
Yeah, should we give it out of the way?
Yeah.
First of all, because we won't spoil the second film
early
on, and we'll make it clear when we will. But the first film, we're going to be doing, I imagine, heavy spoilers from the get-go.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen the first one yet, it's amazing. Go watch it.
Yeah.
Go.
Because I think, who's watching Moana 2 if you haven't seen the first one? So she obviously fixes the problem. It turns out the big lava monster was the island itself, and it just needed help or something. She fixes that. He comes back to the island and fixes the curse that's killing all the plants and everything. It's a very fun film from what we've said. The songs are like quite iconic. As I said, the animation and everything was pretty awesome. And it was a fun little story. It was quite heartfelt. It had good emotions to it. I think it was, it's up there with like Tangled and all that kind of stuff. I still think it's better than most Disney stuff, if I'm completely honest. So then the setup for this movie, the one we're currently reviewing, Moana 2, she is like off searching for other islands and stuff, isn't she? Because it turns out that all the people had like kind of spread out. So the kind of synopsis for this film is, after receiving an unexpected call from her wayfinding ancestors, Moana must journey to the far seas of Oceania into dangerous, long-lost waters for an adventure unlike anything she's ever faced. So that's the setup for this film, and we get some recurring characters and some new characters. So there you go.
That's crazy. Thank you for that detailed explanation.
You're welcome.
So what I thought I'd do is I thought I'd give you my initial thoughts to seeing it in the cinema. And then I thought you could tell me your thoughts from seeing it yesterday. And then I'll tell you if any of my thoughts have been updated.
Okay.
Spoiler alert, they may have. Because otherwise I wouldn't do that section. after you told me. So I was having a look at reviews of Moana 2 on IMDb or IMDb, for those who are a little bit more classy, like myself. And these are some of the titles that are coming up in the reviews. So the first one, disappointingly fine sequel. Second one, enjoyable but lacking the magic of the first. Next one, it was fine. Next one, it didn't go far. That's funny. Amazing visuals, good humour, but feels like half a story. Now, I could keep going on, but every single one of those I feel like shone true for when I watched it. I was watching it, and it was Moana, and it was the characters I love, and it was the similar type of music. But it wasn't hitting me, you know? I wasn't getting those emotions like the first one. I wasn't getting those laughs like the first one. The songs weren't as sort of like amazing and powerful like the first one. It just all seemed very like it was halfway there. Mm. Kind of like how I imagine a lot of maybe like the straight to DVD sequels were, where they were like, oh, it's the same characters, it's the same universe, but it wasn't quite hitting it. So I think like the ones we're basically saying, like, you know, it was good. I think for me it was good, but it didn't have the magic of the first one. That's how I initially felt on seeing this movie. But what about you, Seb? What did you think?
Oh, that's an interesting question. See, I was also looking at IMDb titles. The two I can see are Moana 2, How Far We Didn't Go. and I think this one, I think just kind of sums up my thoughts. Visually inspired, but overall formulaic. And I was watching this, and I'll be honest, I was actually hooked from the start. And I'm quite glad I got a new TV some months ago, because this film is amazing to look at. I mentioned the first one, but this one is the most beautiful Disney film I think I've ever seen. And it was quite nice seeing the characters again. And there's really fun additions. And so I enjoyed all that. But yeah, as soon as like you're hearing the songs, it's like they're all so generic in comparison. Like, we were talking about this yesterday. It's like, there's like three or four, like, really iconic songs from the first one that I do sing every now and then, ironically or unironically. Whereas, as we said, this one, I couldn't remember any of them. And I know there's like little hints of I Am Moana here and there again, but there's just this kind of, repetitive thing that seems to be happening in all these movies, and it's like all the songs kind of just blend into each other, which is a bit disappointing, I think. And I think in terms of the story, it seemed to be like, oh, this is basically the first one again. I know there's a little bit more kind of nuance to it, but effectively it is the same. And that's always been a criticism of sequels, where they just redo the story again. But we'll kind of talk about this a bit, I think, at some point. But you can clearly see that this was planned to be one thing, and then I've had to kind of change it into something else. And I think, as you said, yeah, this is not as good as the first one. The story in the first one, it's not, you know, groundbreaking, but it was something different, wasn't it? You have, like, the Maui character who isn't evil, but he's also selfish, and then he's like, you know, he needs to be redeemed. And Moana's not exactly naive, but she needs to learn stuff, and then they kind of inspire each other. And the quote-unquote villain is like an interesting kind of use of that. Whereas for this one, it's like, oh, you're kind of just doing it again. That was my initial thoughts, but I did enjoy this movie.
So I wasn't overly excited to see it again, but I thought, you know, I need to, because it's been so many months. I couldn't talk about it properly without seeing it again. So yeah. I watched it again. And I enjoyed it a lot more second time around. I think this is one of those movies where it needs a rewatch.
Okay.
Because I think you go into it with all the high expectations of Moana. But I think it can be easy to forget sometimes that Moana was a masterpiece of a film.
Yeah.
The original. It was never going to top it. I mean, if it did, four.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really liked it the second time. I think because, like, I also now knew the characters. So the new characters that had been brought in, I think when you've already got an idea of how they are,
yes,
going in a second time, you can, like, enjoy them a little bit more. You're not, like, figuring it out the first half. You can just enjoy them for who they are. So I quite like the new characters for the most part. There's a couple of annoying parts where I'm just like, ugh. But for the most part, I really like them. Because one of the new things we see in the trailer is she's got a sister now.
Yes.
What did you think of their relationship?
I honestly loved it. My wife, like, couldn't handle how cute she was. That was very nice. And I like how, you know, it's played for laughs and everything, but it's also quite, you know, a nice little emotional connection. And that, because I don't know how old Moana's supposed to be in the first one, but it's quite a nice logical next step for her to be an older sister, and they genuinely, like, care for each other. That was a nice little addition.
Yeah, it was very good, very cute. And also, the music. So I think that's a big part of musicals, is it's very rare, in my case anyway, you watch a musical and you come out, like, really loving all the songs. You normally, like anything, you have to kind of, like, listen to it a few times to, like, really get it. And I think it was the same for Moana too. I kind of left it before thinking that we seem to have copied a lot of the old songs or newer ones they were going for.
Yeah.
But then just, like, changed it up and it just became, like, Tesco Valley versions.
Yes.
Apart from one song which really stood out to me the first time around and still stood out the second time. But now, like, there's, like, three songs I can remember quite well. And I'm sure there'll be, like, if I watch it again, there'll be, like, more. If I listen to the soundtrack, like, oh, yeah, to be fair, that's a good song. But I think the one they were really pushing, so How Far I'll Go was, like, the main one for the first one.
Yeah.
The one they were pushing for this one was Beyond, which is the one where she goes, I am a winner of a land beside the... That little bit.
Yeah.
You know, that beautiful vocals there. You should know what I'm on about.
I felt like I was in the film.
I know. But one which is like the Yama one again. And that's, like, really cool. That's a great song. And again, yeah, like How Far I Go, it's reprised later on. One song I hated the first time around was when they gave a new rap song to Dwayne. And I was like, oh, this is no, you're welcome. This is like, we're trying to, but it's not good. Which is like, can I get a chee-hoo? You know, that little one.
Yes.
But actually, I really liked it the second time around. I was really into it.
It was quite fun. I've completely forgot about that. But I remember thinking at the time, he's doing, like, the fast talking. He's like, oh, they're just trying to redo it again. But I don't know, that was a bit of fun.
But, like, the song which I loved, like, both times has... There, you'll see a character right at the start. So this isn't really a spoiler, of, I don't know her name, kind of like some lady with bats.
Yes. Lady with bats.
Yeah. Now, she later in the song has her own song. And that is great. I love that both times. I thought that was phenomenal.
Yeah.
I can't remember exactly what it's called.
Was it Matungi? Is that the character?
Oh, I was going for the song name. You're going for a character name. Sure. Yeah. But yeah, that really solid song. Really enjoyed that. Really fun. And yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about with regards to this film before we go into spoilers?
Oh, that's a great question. I say yes. Proceed to say nothing. No, I
yes.
Nothing. Yeah, so I was watching this thinking I'm enjoying everything, but I guess just in the back of my head I'm thinking it's not as good as the first one. This bit's a bit of a rehash. But I don't know, it kind of worked. It's not like one of those films where you think, oh, this isn't very good, or you feel disappointed. And I don't think I was expecting much from this one. I think because I'd heard things about it, so I was like, I kind of tempered my expectations. So whilst I'm going off about all the stuff I think is formulaic, I wasn't really upset by any of that. I mean, yeah, it would be nice to have a good one, you know, such a high prospect. But it was great. I think all the voice acting is like top notch. As usual, lots of really good humour, lots of fun little bits, recurring stuff. I think a lot of new stuff, which worked quite well, I think. And like visually, I love it. Like, I love all the colours and all the detail and everything like that. And of course, the tattoo character on Maori is always a good time for everyone. But yeah, it's funny though, because I forgot all the songs, but then I don't know how many of the songs I remember the first time. I remember at the credits, there was like a really good song at one point. I don't know if that was in the film or not, but that was quite enjoyable. So yeah, nothing more to add other than this got 6.6 compared to the first one, which I think got 7.6. But that seems all these kind of sequels seem to do a lot worse. Like even Frozen 2 is like lower than Frozen 1. So I don't know, can Disney do one of these big 3D animated sequels that's better than the first one? Who knows?
Well, Pixar can.
Yeah.
That's about it, really. I think the final thing I'll mention about this is, I think it must be the same thing you read, maybe, is I read somewhere that originally this was planned to be a television series.
Yes.
As opposed to a movie. And they've done that a few times. We've done that with, we never got a Tangled 2. But we did a Tangled the series, and that was phenomenal. And then I also noticed we did it for Big Hero 6, and we've done like little mini series for quite a few other ones, like Zootropolis and Monsters Inc. And that works really well. But I think you can tell with sort of like this movie, it was meant to be that, because it seems to be like lots of like little stories,
yes,
pushed into one. But also, kind of like as a, I think one review said about being like, seemed like it was only halfway there. Now, I know it could probably mean like a few different things, but in my head, I'm also thinking certain parts of it seemed very rushed.
Yeah.
I think Moana 1, it felt like, from start to end, it felt like a journey.
Yeah.
Whereas for this one, we'll go into spoilers a little later on, but it's like, they get on the boat, they're like one scene later at this first bit, and then all of a sudden, they finish that little bit where they are, and then the next scene, they're at their destination.
Yeah.
It just still seemed to happen. I know, obviously, you know, there's only so much you can put into a movie, and it was always a 1 hour 40 thing. So I am aware of that, but I can see where this might have been good, like as a TV show, where perhaps the journey was split up a little bit more, and we had like other mini adventures on the way.
Yeah,
I think that would have been really cool. But then you would have lacked the amazing graphics as well. That's the issue.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? It's like with you look at Lion King 2, and it's like I thought the graphics would be a lot worse than the first one, but there wasn't that much of a gap, whereas like Aladdin 2 is like significantly worse. But yeah, you could really fit the story. There's a scene we'll talk about later involving tattoos that I was like, oh, that's interesting, and it gets resolved very quickly, and it's like, oh, okay, so I wonder if that was supposed to be something more. So yeah, it's this weird kind of hybrid kind of thing. Just a few fun little bits for you.
Oh, go on then.
So, in the first movie, so Chief Tui is voiced by Tamara Morrison, who's, of course, Boba Fett, Jango Fett. So his singing voice was provided by Chris Jackson, but this time he did his own singing, which I thought was all right. He did a bit of fun there, wasn't it?
Very nice.
Yeah. So that's my only non-spoiler trivia. So there you go.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's it. I mean, I would say if you haven't seen Moana, don't go straight into Moana 2.
No.
Don't do that. No.
No.
Watch Moana first. I mean, if it's a film you really love, then I'd definitely recommend going to see Moana 2. Just because, you know, it's a carry-on from the story. It still feels like Moana. It's not as good, in our opinion. Mm. But still worth watching, I would say.
Yeah, I agree.
If you didn't like Moana, I don't think you'll like this.
No, I mean,
it's very much the same.
I'd love to know what group of people don't like Moana. But yeah, I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? It's, like, it's the kind of hero's journey. If you don't like that kind of stuff, if you don't like the setting or all the fun little powers or the little coconut men, then you're not going to enjoy this. But, you know.
Cool. Right. Let's go into spoilers now. So, yeah. So, just to clarify what I was saying earlier about, like, the journey, is it's literally we get the issue straight away, like, within the first 5 minutes. That's fine.
Yep.
That's good. They go on a journey and they pick for new people. That's fine. That's good. They go on their boat, and in that boat, they have a song so we can find out all about these new people. Yeah. That's good. I liked that song, to be fair. Cool song. Yeah. The new crazy lady with OCD, or whatever she's got, ADHD.
Yeah.
She has like a little rap bit. She raps very fast. That's kind of cool, I suppose.
Yeah.
And then, whoa, look, we've ended up at this big clam thing.
Yes.
Whatever it's called. And then, you know, it gets eaten. And, whoa, what do you know? That's where Maui is. And then, like, they're split up. Then one song later, they're back together.
Mm.
And then they shoot off straight away. They're on the boat. Oh, they did end on an island first, didn't they? I forgot about that. They did get onto an island, because that's where he sung the, can I get her, can I get her, can I get her, gee-hoo!
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, because they crashed. And then she fixed it. But it was literally, it just seemed to be, this is the plot. These are the characters.
We've got to get there as They're fast in a clam. As possible, yeah.
Yeah, we've regrouped. Oh, now we've crashed. Here's another song. Oh, and here's the... here you go, we've made it. You're there. Whereas at the start, they were like, the ancestors never made it to this place. Mm. You know, that's how far away it is. Uh-oh. And they seem to get there quicker than, like, you know, us driving down the road.
Well...
It's absolute madness.
Yeah, that's true. I mean... Isn't it the ancestors never got there because I'm guessing Nalo sunk them all or something?
Probably.
But no, I do agree with what you're saying, though. It's very quick, and it's like, right, we've got to get here, and then we're going to do this, and then we're going to have a little bit of tension here. I like the little people in the coconuts again. That was a bit of fun.
That's a highlight.
That's so great. And then the thing where she drops a spear and then she's got like two backup spears and then people keep falling into her and she drops all of them. I was like, oh, this is...
a fourth one to be ridiculous.
Yeah, this is frustrating but also quite funny.
Yeah. I like just before that, because like you see the coconuts again, which is great. And I like that one of them now becomes like one of the supporting characters.
Yeah.
And he's really cool. And what I liked is when like they're all like paralyzed from... the thing, and then they get a big jelly monster type thing to come up.
Oh, that's so weird.
And it's like him throwing up is what's causing the paralysis.
Yeah.
But then his slime, as he slimes over him, is like the cure.
Yes.
And I liked the lady with OCD or ADHD, whatever she's got. I like her quote as it goes over. It's like, wow, that's a dream at both ends.
Yeah, I did like that. That was pretty fun. I really liked when they're all paralyzed and is it Moni who's like lying on the ground reading the like story that they're putting on of the coconuts. But because he's paralyzed, the little guy is holding up his head and you can see his little legs like quivering because he's like struggling to hold on for that long. And it's just like, this is so great. Funny little details.
Also like all the males now on Moana's island.
Yeah.
They've all got like their own little quirks. And like at the start, they have like this dance scene. It's like between Moana and like this boy that's like, I don't know what, like 9. But it's like he's so suave with like the hairdo and like his little dancing as well with the shoulders and the hips. And I think that's funny.
Yeah.
Oh dear. Yeah. Was there, I mean, to be fair, I'm asked to speak about a lot of this because a lot of it can be clumped into non-spoilery stuff.
Yeah.
My next bit is the post-credit scene.
Oh, okay. I think before we get to that, then, I wanted to talk about the Bat Lady.
Yes. So, great song.
So, yeah, interesting character. At the beginning, it seems like she's the villain.
Yep.
Because there's this interesting intro with Maui in this kind of like glowing orb thing. And she's like, oh, I can give him whatever. And then like she traps him. So it's like, oh, okay, she's a bad guy. And then, you know, it's like kind of predictable thing where the group gets split up. They're with Maui. He's like, you know, oh, look out for the Bat Lady. And then Moana's with the Bat Lady. He's like, oh, no, she's going to like trick her. Like she's like Ursula or some other character. And they have a big sing song. And it's like, oh, no, she's convinced her. Oh, it's going to be some kind of conflict here. And then it's like, no, that's not what's happening at all. She's actually trapped there and helps you get free. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, I don't know what I thought was happening there then. And then we don't really see her until the post-credit scene. I thought she was, I don't know, kind of interesting. We don't really know much about her except for that she was trapped by Nalo, who seemed to be just more of the same as the first film. And yeah, so I don't know. I was a bit confused by that, but yeah.
I liked how all of this was taking place. Again, I've said it earlier, and I'll say it again, in a clam.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Like, all of this, and this little world they've got with all these different animals and things, is in a clam, including, like, this little magic portal that they have to all of a sudden get back.
Was the magic portal in the clam, was it?
Yeah, because they fell down the clam.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when they split off. Which means Maui was in the clam. Why was Maui in the clam?
Well, she trapped him there, I think. Well, no, because he got to the portal. So I don't know if the portal's necessarily in the clam, but maybe there's an opening. I'm sick of keep saying clam. This is so ridiculous. There's a somehow,
is it in the clam?
They get from the clam to the portal. I don't know.
How do they do?
I don't know. Well, because she traps him there so that they can go break the curse so she can be free. Because it's implied that she's trapped in the clam.
It's basically Hercules.
Yeah, it is.
With what's-her-face in Hades.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that because there's an interesting parallel between the ending of this film and the ending of Hercules. Do you know what it is?
Ah, yes. They're both good.
Oh, very good. No, so how does this film end? Well, they're trying... Was it Maui wants to lift an island? Which apparently is a thing you can do, but I guess that makes sense. And then Moana's gonna... I can't remember what the plan really was, but she's just gonna sit on the ground or something. So there's a point where he lifts the island, and then she dives in. And I think she just has to touch it, because I think it's saying that, like, no humans can touch it, right? And so there's this really cool bit where Nala has shot some lightning. And you see this excellent shot where she's swimming towards the bottom of the sea and the lightning's, like, following her. I thought that was really cool. And she just touches it, which is an interesting parallel to Hercules. Because if you remember the end of Hercules, spoilers for anyone who hasn't seen that, he has to dive into, like, the river of all the souls, whatever. To grab Meg. Now, again, it's a race against time, because as he's about to reach her, the lady's about to cut the thing. Of course, the difference is he survives that and becomes a god, whereas in this, Moana dies? Of course, not for long, and then she becomes a demigod. But that I did like that whole sequence, and then the whole transformation after. But yeah, I just wanted to talk about that just before we got to the ending.
Yeah, so I mean, what do we think about her becoming a demigod at the end? I mean, surely that's kind of, if we were going to continue this franchise, that was where it had to lead up to.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of makes sense, I think, because there was the, we didn't really talk about it much, but at the start, where the lightning shoots her, and she sees that vision of all the other Tautais and the Wayfinders, whatever. I thought that whole sequence was really cool, and it's like, and then she's going to have a new title, you know, Beyond Chief. It's like, I think there's a good setup here, actually, that's what is kind of going to happen. So yeah, I don't feel like, you know, we've been cheated in that sense. Like in Hercules, you know, I know he's a human, but it says about becoming a true hero. It's then not exactly a surprise, but it's nice that when he becomes a god. So I think it's quite good in terms of the plot and the character. And she's got a cool tattoo because of it. And so I'm guessing if they do another film, they're obviously going to do stuff with that. And I'd be surprised if Maui doesn't also return.
Yeah, I'm kind of viewing this movie as a bit more of a setup movie. I think it's still, you know, good in its own right. Not incredible, but good. Definitely worth a rewatch,
yeah.
I would suggest. Give it 6 months. But yeah, because obviously you also have a post-credit scene where, again, you've got new Meg and new Hades talking it out, and she's still trying to sort of like leave a double life type thing or whatever the phrase is. And then you get New Zealand Crab come.
Oh.
And that's cool.
Tamatoa.
Shiny!
Because I'm so shiny.
I like this little song as well. It only lasts like 10 seconds.
It was pretty good, wasn't it?
So yeah, I think this was a good movie with some songs that grow on you, some characters that are better on the rewatch, that I like.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I would be up for watching this again somewhat soon to see if it kind of still keeps going up my list. Because, I mean, Frozen, I didn't love the first time round.
Okay.
And then that ended up, for a long period, being my favourite Disney movie. So
yeah, I think I enjoyed it more when we watched it for this than when I watched it initially.
Yeah, so that's my final thoughts on this. I have dropped the crab.
He's done it. He's dropped the crab. Yeah, I that post-credit sequence was interesting because I heard somebody mention it was like Thanos, and I was like, oh, that's quite fun. He's assembling like an evil Avengers with Tamatoa, which I think is awesome if they do that. And it's like, oh, so is Matangi a good guy then because she was still trapped? And it's like, yeah, is she going to be used like Meg? That's quite a fun little thing. See if that happens. Yeah, I kind of mentioned about the heroic sacrifice thing. Yada, yada, yada. Yada, yada, yada. It was nice seeing the spirits at the end, like the Tatai Vasa, he turns into a shark. That makes sense now. So, you know, at the start, when she gets struck by lightning, she has all those visions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she sees all the other wayfinders and everything. Then there's that thing where she sees like a giant whale shark thing at the end. And I was like, oh, and it turns out that's him in his like spirit form, like how her grandma is a stingray, manta ray.
Yeah.
That's quite cool. I didn't realise that. So, yeah, okay, that's fun. So, yeah, I'm guessing they'll do some more stuff with that going forwards. It was interesting, Nalo. I thought it was quite cool, but I don't know. So, yeah, fun film. I'm looking forward to more Tamatoa and some good songs.
Amazing stuff. But, of course, those are our thoughts. We'd like to hear your thoughts. So, Seb, how can we hear their thoughts?
Oh, well, you could strike me with lightning, and I'll see a vision of your thoughts. But if that doesn't work, you can write us an email at letstalkabout2022@hotmail.com. Or if you're a bit more of the social media inclined, you could go to our Instagram, message us at lta.podcast. You can vote on our various polls, answer our questions, leave us comments, tell us what we should talk about, and if our views are wrong, and why.
Cool. But of course, all that's left to know is what Disney movie will we be watching next? Oh. So, I have spun our wheel to see which of the remaining Disney and Pixar movies, which one of these would be the lucky one we see. Ooh. Is it going to be my favourite Pixar movie? It is. It is going to be it. It's the only prequel. The only prequel worth an equal. Is that a word?
Is it Monsters University?
Monsters University, oh, yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Wow. Yeah, I'm excited. I like Monsters University. I thought it was like on par with Monsters, Inc.
Wow.
Spoiler alert for my views.
Yes.
But I'll rewatch it and I'll see if I still have those views after recently watching Monsters, Inc.
Okay.
Which works quite well because you only watched that like
A few weeks ago. It was quite recent. I watched this one at the cinema, so it'll be interesting to see if my thoughts have changed.
Oh, well, there we go. So stay tuned for that. Now, next week, we're going to be talking about our thoughts and highlights of this podcast so far. We recently had our 100th episode special, which we recommend you listening to if you haven't already. So we're just going to talk about, let's talk about, really. See what we think, see what our highlights were, all that jazz. But of course, before this episode ends, we want to make sure that you leave something. Leave with something that's just going to build up your day that little bit more. Those words of encouragement that are just going to get you through life's big trial. So, Seb, what have you got to tell us?
Well, I've been scouring through some very wise, inspiring quotes from Maui from this film. So I thought you'd leave. I'll leave you with this one. Why didn't you bring the pig last time?
And there you have it.
You thought I was going to say, what can I say, except you're welcome.
No, because that's the first one.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, that's been Seb, and I am Moana!
I was about to say that. Very good.
Bye.